1260 KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Good afternoon and welcome to All Things Real Estate. I'm Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I stand ready to help you meet all of your real estate objectives. In a few minutes, I'll be introducing my special in-studio guest, but first want to remind you that we have partnered with some terrific companies who can help solve renovation, repair, and design issues around your own home. Just go to our website, www.santafe.realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon and go right to the list of real estate resource companies. I encourage you to give them a call if you need some help at the place you call home. And while at our website, you can also schedule a meeting with me or one of my broker colleagues to discuss your own real estate needs. Again, that web address is www.santafe.realtypartners.com. As always, we have a lot going on with the show today, so please sit back and enjoy All Things Real Estate. You can also email me your questions and comments here on Talk 1260 KTRC. Send your message to me, Ray Post, at rpost@sfrp.com. As you know, we like to begin each show with 2 minutes of State of the Market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, who is advisor to All Things Real Estate. Good afternoon, Andrew. What do you have for the listeners today?
Hi, Ray. Well, I thought I'd talk about closing costs and specifically points.
Okay.
Closing costs are the borrower's cost for getting a mortgage, and the biggest component of that may be what we call as points. This is also seen on the settlement statement as origination fee. Typically, it's 1% of the loan amount. The bottom line on points is that as points go up, rates go down. So the more points you pay, the lower the rate you should get. But the question I ask, is it worth it? On a $200,000 loan at 5.25%, your payment is $1,104 a month. If you pay a point, usually it gets you to buy down about 0.25% on a 30-year loan. You get the same loan, $200,000 loan, at $1,073. Your savings are $30 a month, and that's good. However, it costs you $2,000 or 1% of the loan to get that. So to figure out whether it's worth it, you take the $2,000, you divide it by your $30 a month savings, and you find out that it takes 67 months to pay this back. Now, if you can tell me or if the borrower can tell me that they're going to be in this loan for the rest of their lives, well, it's a good deal. On the other hand, I see people coming through my doors who say, oh, this is my last refinancing, and 2 years later I see them refinancing. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that points are a good thing. Now, I always quote a rate at 0 points. I give the borrowers the option to buy down the rate. A lot of other lenders try to confuse by quoting a half a point or a quarter of a point or 1 point. So I would counsel your listeners, if you want to get the truth, what you do is you ask your lenders for a rate at 0 points. And then you make a decision whether you want to buy it down.
Well, as always, good counsel. And we sort of had a corollary discussion about this last week, Andrew, where if buyers are waiting for interest or sort of for prices to go down on their houses that they're interested in, the reality is, and you counseled them quite correctly, that interest rates will go up and so it'll end up being a wash.
Right. So, you know, it's just one of those things that you ought to know about when you're going to make it, to do a mortgage.
Excellent.
And try to lower the cost. I mean, most people don't have an extra $2,000 or $3,000 in their account to spend on lowering the rate.
They don't, and if they do, my special guest in the studio will give them some counsel today about how they can spend that extra $2,000, Andrew. Anyway, thank you so much for checking with us today. As always, Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, Ray. Bye-bye.
And that little tease I gave you, I do have Dina Major, who is several things. First of all, she is the principal with her husband, Jeff Major, in Major Development Incorporated, one of the premier builders of residential properties here in Santa Fe, also a sponsor of our radio show. Dina is also an associate broker of real estate at Santa Fe Realty Partners, one of my colleagues, well-respected in the industry. But today, as she said, Ray, let's have some fun. I guess that means we haven't had fun before on the show. But she said, let's talk about something that's near and dear to you, Dina, and something that really is important today because with all the remodeling going on and new construction that we hope will start happening soon, we're going to talk about interior finishes. Now, Dina was careful to explain to me before the show started that this is not interior design work. These are hard finishes. And so I'm going to let you define that. But first of all, welcome, Dina Major.
Thank you, Ray. Thanks so much.
It's nice to have you back on the show.
Great to be here.
Now, this is Fiesta weekend, so I think Jeff is with the kids doing stuff, taking care of Fiesta celebration, right?
Jeff is with the kids, enjoying a parade, probably.
Okay. Well, listen, let's start out by defining, when someone is either remodeling, and we get a lot of inquiries on this, or they're considering the finishes to the interior of a new home, where do they start? I mean, this is the question you get all the time. What do I do, particularly with remodeling? What do I do? How much is it going to cost? What's the starting point?
Okay, so first of all, let me clarify, Ray. When I'm speaking of interior finishes, I'm not speaking of the window covering, the pillows, the decorating, that kind of thing. I'm talking about hard finishes, what gets built into your construction, what's attached to your home. So I want to clarify that. Really, the best place to start, whether you are remodeling or you are dealing with all new construction, I pick one of two places to begin. Either the most expensive item that I'm going to be working with in terms of my budget, because I want to make sure it's something I like. I don't want to have to cut the corners there. Or the other item I'll start with is perhaps, with a lot of clients, a favorite item. I have customers. Let's say they're redoing their kitchen, and they love a certain style of cabinet or a color in a style of cabinet. We have to use that then as a base for moving forward with your countertop finishes or flooring that you're going to put in or that kind of thing.
Now, going back to what you said, there are two ways. It's either the favorite issue or the most expensive issue. Define that a little bit more.
Okay, most expensive issue. It depends on your project and what you're doing, what that most expensive issue may be. I'm going to say we're working with a customer right now who's doing a guest house.
Mm-hmm.
The most expensive issue there, most likely, is going to be flooring. Flooring adds up very quickly. There's a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I will often work with people to find the flooring that they love.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can go from there moving forward, whether it's a warm tone, whether it's a cool tone, whether it's a more contemporary look, whether it's a traditional look. But it gives you a starting place. And it also directs you in your thought process to ask yourself, do I want a warm feel? Do I want a cool feel? Do I want it to be traditional?
Mm-hmm.
Would I prefer maybe not hard contemporary, but maybe just a real fresh, clean line contemporary?
Mm-hmm.
Choosing an initial item that's throughout your house, like a floor, or throughout your addition, like a floor, will set you on the road in that direction. So then you have to think through that process, but it gives you a place to start.
Now, even though this is Fiesta weekend and a lot of people are out celebrating, I did get an email right now from Betty, and she's clearly listening to the show because she says, Dina, I'm on a tight budget, but I want to fix up my home's interior. What are the best bang for the buck things to do? Now, you don't know what Betty's house is, but generally speaking, are there some things that one should start with?
Okay. Gosh, Betty, that is hard, not knowing your house at all, okay? But I'm going to say if you have an older home where you have carpeting, old carpeting,
mm-hmm.
that's a very important thing to repair.
And I guess maybe what she's thinking, if it's best bang for the buck, not only for living in, but maybe she's thinking about for
resale.
And
that's where I'm going with that.
Gotcha. Okay.
Old carpeting is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you replace it with new carpeting or whether you replace it with tile, I think that's a great place to go. Kitchens are very important.
Mm-hmm.
Kitchens are expensive, though. I don't want to mislead you there, Betty. So if you're talking bang for the buck in terms of dollars put out, kitchens are expensive. Cabinets are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be a tougher one to do. Bathrooms can be very good to do. There's some terrific tricks out there in using new tile or stone or whatnot, say in a shower. You don't have to use really expensive tile or stone. Slate is very affordable, and it's spectacular. It's gorgeous, and it comes in a whole range of colors. You don't have to spend a lot of money on the deco pieces, which is your trim details and your listel details and that kind of thing. You can use a field tile where you just, how am I going to put this? You do a design layout where maybe it's all straight set on the bottom and then diagonally set on top. So by changing your layout, you can add interest without adding real expensive stones or pieces like that.
Now, let's use a sort of a case study. And by the way, thank you, Betty, for your email to us. We appreciate it. But let's say you get a phone call from someone, Betty. Maybe she will call you. But I encourage you to do that, by the way, Betty. I don't know what to do, Dina. My husband and I want to redo our house. We want to spruce it up. We want to finish it. Are you immediately going to go out and say, I need to see the house before I can give you any counsel? Is that sort of the logical first step?
Yes, without a doubt.
Even before you can say, well, you need to do this and that, and this is what's going to cost you, right?
Right. No, I'm completely speculating without seeing the house.
Mm-hmm.
I just have no idea.
And one thing we talked about when you and Jeff were on the show a month or so ago was the phenomenon of people taking their garages and turning them into usable space. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's a great thing to do if you're not using it for your cars or all your excess storage. It's already wired. It's roofed. It's enclosed.
Right.
You have to add windows.
Mm-hmm.
Usually your utilities very often are in the garage, so it's pretty easy to get heat
mm-hmm.
and whatnot. And so it's a pretty easy area to update.
And from an idea standpoint, are most people, when they come to you and they say, we want to redo our garage, and it's obviously to add square footage, but is it for a office space typically, and rather than a living space like a bedroom?
No, more often than not, we see it as family room kind of thing.
I see.
Often than not, that's what we're seeing.
Excellent. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer, we're going to take a quick break here on All Things Real Estate. I have Dina Major with me here in the studio today. We're talking about interior finishes. Please stay tuned. We'll be back. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. I'm in the studio today with one of my colleagues from the firm who is also a principal of Major Development Incorporated. I have Dina Major with me. And we've been talking about finishes on the interior of a home. But before we go back into that, I always tell my clients that they should be thoughtful in their choice of a realtor, a lender, and other real estate professionals to work with. And you should be just as discriminating in your choice of a title insurance company. My top recommendation is Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. You see, Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurance companies with a personal Santa Fe approach. Their services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises, so choose experienced, knowledgeable professionals to assist you with your own real estate questions and transaction needs. Call my friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email them at their free and confidential question and customer service department, santafe@fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. I know you'll appreciate the difference. And I know that Steve Riemann, who is a friend of ours, who is the Santa Fe area manager of Fidelity National Title, is probably listening to the show because he always likes to make sure that I read that promo for him. Steve is a fabulous guy. He's one of the most knowledgeable people in real estate, isn't he, Dina?
Oh, absolutely. He's a pleasure to work with.
Yeah, nice combination. Let's go back to interior finishes on your home. And we were talking in the last segment a little bit about allocating your budget. What's the first step that a person should do in that regard?
Okay, where I wanted to go with that, Ray, is in allocating your budget, I suggest that you apply it to your fixed items, and by that I mean the items that are actually attached to the house. It could be flooring. It could be kitchen cabinets, items that are not easily removed and replaced. That's where I would prioritize your budget. Let me compare that to, if you will, light fixtures or faucets or something like that. Plumbing fixtures, faucets, or light fixtures can be very important, can they have a very large impact. But they are also something that are fairly easily changed and updated and upgraded later.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're working on a tight budget, most of us are, irregardless of what that number is, it's usually a specific budget.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest you put the most amount of money in items like your floor, like your wall finishes, whether you get into plasters or drywall, stone floors, You know, you have a lot of different options there, but those items are fixed. They're not easily replaced. Your
right.
kitchen cabinets, your bathtubs. Those items are just not easily whipped out and changed around.
So
I would put
that
it
impact,
there.
Impacts the budget, but as we were talking about before, it also, these major items also can significantly enhance the resale value of your property.
And the, yes, absolutely.
And the livability
and
comfort.
And the livability and
comfort.
Enjoyability and all of that.
And that's what it's all about. I mean, you know, as real estate brokers, we're always talking about buying and selling, but we also find that it's important, because we all live in homes, too, ourselves, that our clients enjoy the property they're in, no matter how long it is. I mean, of course, we'd like to be moving transactions and selling and buying properties all the time, but at the end of the day, you know, you buy a house because you like it, you feel good in it, you want to be there for the rest of your life, theoretically, correct?
Right, and this is where you spend your free time, so absolutely you want it to be an environment that you enjoy, that's soothing, that's comfortable, that's fresh, you know, all of those items. You know, one of the things I was going to mention in terms of remodeling or building new, it's important to create light in that space, and I think of that a lot in terms of resale. You work with buyers as well as I do.
Mm-hmm.
They want light.
Yeah.
They want a certain brightness in a space. They don't want it to feel dark and gloomy. What I want to say to customers, though, and clients out there and listeners, is that light can be created a lot of ways. Yes, you can do it through windows. That's an expensive option. Windows are expensive to replace
and
put in. Or skylights.
Right.
But there's another way to do it. Your flooring. You can have light flooring versus dark flooring.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you have a family full of lots of kids and animals, and you don't want light flooring that's going to show everything. That's
mm-hmm.
just not a good idea for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it through your walls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do a richer, deeper flooring that's not going to show all the dirt that the kids or the animals bring in.
Mm-hmm.
But you can create light walls or contrasting walls or accent walls that way. There's a lot of different ways to do it. So you can create light other than just through windows.
And going back to it, though, natural light, of course, is something we all want. We live in a place where we have a lot of an abundant amount of it. But through creative lighting fixtures, too, you achieve the same objective.
Oh, without a doubt.
Bouncing it off the floor, off the walls, the color. Now we're getting into some of the softer interior design stuff
mm-hmm.
that help enhance what you do from a hard interior design standpoint.
Yes.
But that all goes together, doesn't it? I mean, you know.
Absolutely, it all goes together. And if you are staging your remodel, what I'm suggesting to you is you can add in that lighting down the road.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can upgrade. There is some amazing lighting out there that can totally change the feel of a room or a house. But you can do that as you can add it in, as you can roll it in.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you're dealing in construction, you have to deal with your hard-attached finishes right away.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Gino Tonneson, my producer, I think it's time to shed some light,
mm-hmm.
just to segue from Dina Major's comment, once again to our legal topic of the week, brought to us by our friends at the Reuben Katz Law Firm. And this week, attorney Janice Ahern is offering up this week's topic, which covers joint ownership of real property for unmarried persons. And there are quite a few of those folks right out there in Santa Fe. Janice will explain the benefit of a co-tenancy agreement for unmarried persons desiring to own real property together. Now, much of the law governing joint ownership of property addresses ownership by spouses. For partners and other persons who are not married but own property jointly, there are various ways to establish the rights of the owners. One method is to use a written co-tenancy agreement, and lenders frequently require joint owners other than spouses to enter into a joint tenancy agreement. This agreement should provide for the sharing or division of expenses, allocations of percentages of ownership, and set forth the specific manner in which the other owner's interests can be purchased. For example, the agreement can provide that one owner can purchase the other owner's interest for a period of time following the death of the joint owner or simply upon notice by one of the owners. The agreement can provide for buyout to be based upon a current appraisal or other formulas. Buyout provisions are particularly important because a surviving owner could find him or herself with a stranger or the deceased owner's child, niece, or nephew as the partner in ownership, and this is obviously not the original plan. The agreement or a memorandum describing the existence of an agreement should be filed in the land records office. And a memorandum is the preferred method so that the owners can easily revise the co-tenancy agreement and the terms of the agreement are not part of the public record. So as you can see, there are many specific steps to take if you are exploring joint ownership of real property for unmarried persons. Thanks again to attorney Janice Ahern for providing us with an informative legal topic of the week. If you have your own legal questions regarding co-ownership of real property, please go to our website, www.santafe realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon and then go right to the Reuben Katz Law Firm logo. You know, Dina, I'm going to have Gino Thompson, my producer, take a quick break here. We've got a little bit extra time, but we'll add it to the next segment. How's that?
That sounds like a plan.
Okay, Gino Thompson, we're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. I'm joined in the studio today by my colleague, associate broker, Dina Major, who is also principal, co-principal with her husband, Jeff, in Major Development Incorporated, one of the premier home construction companies in Santa Fe and beyond into the universe. But before we get back into our conversation, I'm pleased to announce that we have added yet another sponsor to our family of companies who are underwriting All Things Real Estate. Linson's Incorporated, a family-owned and operated business, has been offering fabrics and custom upholstery services for more than 30 years. Now, if you haven't been to Linson's showroom, and I was down there this past Friday, I guess, I suggest that you stop by because they are not only a Santa Fe institution, but they have more than 450 lines of fabric, custom bedding, upholstery services. I mean, they've got it all in that category. Linson's is not only a major destination for many interior designers and decorators, but is also well-known among countless Santa Fans and ships its products to clients all over the world. Linson's is located at 1305 Cerrillos Road, and I encourage you to stop by and say hello to our friend Lupi Linson and her helpful staff. Linson's for all your fabric and custom upholstery needs. And back to Dina Major, my in-studio guest today. We were talking in the last segment a little bit about general wall options, but you wanted to expand on that. Go ahead, Dina.
I do. When I speak of wall options, I'm referring to, of course, your standard wall option of drywall and paint. And you can do a lot with that. You can certainly do a lot with paint, and there's different textures you can do with drywall as well. But I'd like to step it up a notch and talk some about plaster options, because there's a lot going on out there, and it varies quite a bit in budget. I think a lot of people in Santa Fe are very familiar with your traditional three-coat plaster. It is a labor-intensive process, but it's gorgeous. It gives you the very thick, rounded, massive walls.
What's diamond finish? Is that...
Diamond finish is a type of plaster, and it's usually a pretty shiny finish,
right,
as opposed to Structolite being earthier.
Uh-huh.
Has a lot more... Well, they both vary. They're both modeled, and they're supposed to be, and
mm-hmm.
they're both concrete based. They're mm-hmm. gypsum based. With that, realize that those gypsum based finishes, whether it's diamond finish or Structolite, they're going to crack.
Mm.
They do crack. Hairline cracks are considered very normal and part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get bigger cracks up around vigas and beams that can be repaired and caulked.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, when working with that kind of plaster, when you want to repair it, though, you do have to have a faux painter come in to, patch your cracks and then blend it out.
So that sort of goes with the territory. If you want that authentic look, you got to expect the cracks, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about big, thick.
But hairline cracks.
Hairline cracks, settlement cracks.
That's the nature of the beast. No matter
how
much money you spend, it's going to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The only real way that I know of to add color into full three-coat plaster there's a couple of people in town that actually make a powder that can be added into the mix before it's applied.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that said, yes, you can paint over plaster, but
why
would you do that?
Yeah.
That defeats the purpose of what the plaster is.
I have a question, Dina. There's so many things that have evolved in the construction of homes. We've talked a lot about green construction and new technologies mm-hmm. and the like. Are the technologies associated with applying plaster pretty much the way they've been for generations? I mean, is there really that big a change in how it's actually applied?
No, not that I'm aware of. And maybe you could speak to somebody who's actually a plaster specialist and
mm-hmm.
tell you, but from what I see from the guys, no, it's a very labor-intensive
traditional approach.
Yeah. You need to have the guys that really know how to do it. It's mm-hmm. your details that make all the difference.
Now, that's where you come in, because you know all the players in town. Right?
Well, I certainly know a good majority of them, and I know what to look for. When I'm looking at someone and checking their references and checking their work products, or they're working on a job, I know what to look for.
Mm-hmm.
I know... If you're working on a three-coat base plaster, I know how much texture you need in the base coat for the top coat to work.
Mm-hmm.
I know how much burnish I want in the top coat to get the look that I'm looking for.
Now, you and Jeff have a fabulous property over at Alto Street. I want you to talk a little about, because that's a good example of some of the things you've been discussing, isn't it?
Thanks. Yeah, well, it is. And actually, it's a great example of something I was going to mention next. Over and above, if you don't want to do the three-coat plaster, it is an expensive process. You have two other options. You have what's called a Venetian plaster, which is, if you will, a skim coat plaster, but it's also gypsum-based.
Mm-hmm.
It does crack. It's not hard to clean as traditional three-coat is. What we have at Alto is what I consider a terrific alternative, and it's an acrylic surface plaster. It's called Variant Plaster, and it comes with a lot of color and texture items, or options, rather. So if you go by our properties at 933 Alto Street, I have several condos there, and I've done, I want to say, four or five different finishes in there, and at least that many colors in the various units. They're not all in one unit. Don't panic.
yeah. But you're using it for all the different properties.
Yeah.
And how many condos do you have there?
We actually have...
Actually, are they single family or condos?
They are condos,
uh-huh.
But they're fee simple. So it's a little bit of a...
That's right. We talked about that before, yes.
A little different option there.
Right.
But there's three that are available at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones are sold. But there's three there that are available at the moment. And they illustrate the different finishes of this variant plaster, where you can have it shiny, you can have it earthy, you can have a kind of Tuscan textured surface.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a very mottled diamond finish surface. I have all different colors there. I have different greens. I have a moss green. I have a mint green. I have a white. I have... creams and browns, and I have a lot of different units, different personalities. As I was discussing earlier, you can, the type of plaster finish you use can certainly play into defining your personality. As I mentioned earlier, do you want to be traditional? Do you want to be a little cleaner? Do you want to go hard contemporary?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want warm tones? Do you want cool tones? I have both happening over there depending upon the unit that you go into.
And essentially you're playing to what the consumer's interests are, which are all over the landscape. So rather than offering just one type of plaster finish, you are offering all these different variations.
Yes, and that's the reason why I've done it. And and one thing I should say, whether you are remodeling or doing new construction, be willing to stretch a little bit. Be willing to add a little personality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've done in these units. They represent something. They have a feel. And, again, if you want to understand what I'm talking about, you may go to 933 Alto or certainly contact me through Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I can arrange that. But you can look at what I'm talking about when I'm saying define a personality or different options and textures and colors.
Excellent counsel. Okay, Gino Thompson, my producer, I think we are up to another segment that we typically have twice a month. Indeed, with that music, we are listening to a useful insurance tip brought to you by our friends at Hub International. Now, we've worked hard for all we have and need to work even harder to protect it. Regardless of your personal net worth, everyone should consider a personal needs assessment to evaluate the strength of their current personal insurance program. This week I sat down with Robin Schritter, who is the Regional Vice President of Hub International. Let's take a listen to what she had to say to me. Robin, as a personal lines executive with a great deal of industry experience, what are some of the key factors you use to evaluate an individual's personal insurance needs?
Well, Ray, for most of us, our home is, of course, our single largest investment. So this is always at the top of our list. An important factor to consider with homeowners insurance is policy replacement. Does the current amount of coverage on your policy reflect your home's true replacement cost? If your home was totally destroyed, would your insurer rebuild it regardless of cost? Depending on where you live, flood and earthquake policies may be necessary. Other considerations are full backup of sewer and drains and replacement cost on personal property.
Well, Robin, speaking of personal property, what about valuables and various collectible items?
Most policies include a minimal limit of coverage for things like jewelry and furs. It's a good idea to review your policy with your agent to determine how much coverage is provided for theft, loss, or mysterious disappearance of valuable possessions. If you are relying on your homeowner's policy alone for coverage of valuable possessions, you might find yourself short in the event of a loss. individuals might want to consider special coverages for jewelry, wine, musical instruments, antiques, stamps, coins, and other valuable items or collections.
Okay, Robin, but what about automobiles? Most of us have at least one in our household.
It's important that folks carry more than the minimum state limits, 25, 50, 10. My personal recommendation is liability limits of at least 100, 350, or preferably 250, 500, 100. Everyone should review how much coverage they have in the event of an accident with a driver who has little or no insurance. This is called uninsured motorist coverage.
Okay, Robin, but for a listener who may not be familiar with the numbers 250, 500, 100, could you please offer a little bit more explanation?
Sure, Ray. These are automobile limits of liability. The first number in this instance, 250,000, represents a per-person limit. The second number, 500,000, is the total amount of coverage in the event of an accident. The third number represents property damage.
As always, great information, Robin. If you want more insurance advice, please go to our website, www.santafe.realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show logo, and that will take you right to the Hub International logo. Okay, before we get back into our conversation with Dina Major, I want to tell you about Save Sun Mountain Coalition, a group of concerned citizens from Santa Fe with the common goal of preserving the 23-acre Watson parcel, which lies on the western slope of Sun Mountain, rather than see an approved 13-home subdivision built on it. In the last 3 months, this broad community effort, working with the Trust for Public Land, has raised over $2.6 million towards the goal of raising $3.2 million. These funds are needed to buy the Watson parcel of land from local builder Doug McDowell. I understand that there has been an amazing amount of teamwork and coalition building in this process. For instance, the builder, Mr. McDowell, has actually joined forces with the Trust for Public Land, a nationally recognized conservation organization. In addition, Santa Fe residents have voiced their opinions loudly on this issue, and some 3,000 of them have registered their preservation aims by signing a petition in support of a green solution. The consensus, plain and simple, is to see all of this land remain accessible for public trail and hiking access with restrictive conservation overlays. And the final aim is to gift the bulk of this land to the city on her 400th birthday and to realize its permanent connectivity to existing city-owned open space atop Sun and Moon Mountains. Now, there are just 30 days to complete this ambitious goal, and the coalition needs your help to reach the finish line. They ask that you please consider responding with your financial support so that Sun Mountain can remain open, beautiful, unspoiled, accessible, and most importantly, yours. So send your contribution to the Trust for Public Land. That's at 1600 Lena Street, that's L-E-N-A, Building C, Santa Fe, 87505. And for more information, call Dale Snyder at the Trust's office at 988-5922, or you can email her at dale.snyder, that's S-N-Y-D-E-R, at tpl.org. Again, that phone number is 988-5922. This is a rare chance to purchase open space in Santa Fe while at the same time saving the special iconic status of Green Mountain for generations to come. And back to my conversation. Boy, I'm all over the place today, aren't I, Dina?
We're covering a lot here.
But more importantly, back to our conversation about something that I know is near and dear to a lot of the listeners, and that is a further discussion about some issues associated with texture on your interior finishes.
Yeah, I do. I want to talk about that. I've mentioned be willing to represent a personality or define a personality in your remodel or your, you know, whether it's a cosmetic remodel or a construction remodel or new construction. Stand for something. Be willing to reflect some personality with that. We hear a lot that color is in. But the other thing that's in is texture. There's a lot of different ways to add texture to your home. You may do it in the floor. You may use a tumbled stone. You may use a carpet. You may use brick. There's a lot of different ways to add texture into a flooring. To use it in tile. I like to mix texture and tile. If I'm working with a bathroom, I may use a ceramic tile and stone in the same shower, just, again, to mix texture. I may use a tumbled stone for in a lascelle or deco pieces, and then add in glass. Mm-hmm. Like you don't have to add a lot of it. You don't need to overdo it. But just mixing up some of your materials adds a lot of texture. And, you know, I talk about color, but it doesn't all have to be in color. You can add personality through texture. Another way to do it, we talked about light fixtures.
Mm-hmm.
There's some incredible light fixtures out there today that actually are made partially of fabric.
Wow.
So whether it's a dining room light fixture or I just saw it. Gosh, I'm sorry, I don't remember if it was Lowe's or Home Depot. Well, I'm always at both of them. But a wall sconce mm-hmm. that is predominantly fabric.
Mm.
And it's fantastic. It's beautiful. And that's a nice way to add texture.
And we're going to take a break here in a second, Dina Thompson, my producer. But before we do, I just want to remind the listeners that a very good example of all the things that Dina Major is talking about is at her property at 933 Alto Street.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come back, I'm going to tell you how you can go see her property, her great property, for examples of all these interior finishes. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC Radio. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need some good advice, then call me at 505-989-8900 and schedule a free and confidential consultation. Or you can email me at rpost@sfrp.com and I'll be happy to answer all of your real estate questions. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and by the sound of that music, you know that we are up to the Open House of the Week segment brought to you by Los Alamos National Bank. Today, I have my good friend and colleague from Santa Fe Realty Partners, Kay Allison, on the line. Good afternoon, Kay. How you doing?
Hi, Ray. Doing great. Thank you.
Well, I know you're sitting at 80 Mejor Lado, and you know the drill here. You've got 2 minutes to sell Dina Major, Gino Thompson, Ray Post, but most importantly, the listeners on the values of this property. Go ahead, Kay. You're on.
All right, thank you. Well, this is a newly built home, and it's open today until 4, as you said, at 80 Mejor Lado in Sun Ranch, which borders the community of El Dorado. The home has just over 3,100 square feet with 4 bedrooms and 4 baths. One of my favorite things about it is that each of the baths has their own unique finishes with beautiful tiles, sinks, mirrors, and cabinetry. And I think my absolute favorite is the aqua-colored glass tile and the master bath, which are around the backsplashes and surrounding the walk-in shower.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a 5th bedroom, which would make a perfect home office space, as it has its own entrance from the front courtyard. The interior boasts a large living area with tall ceilings, tiled floors, a cube fireplace, diamond-finished plaster walls, and lots of natural light. There's a formal dining room, a spacious kitchen with granite counters, wolf range, and a generously sized eating area. The master bedroom is in its own wing, and it has a beautiful high cuba fireplace, large walk-in closet, and access to the rear porch halls and a walled courtyard. Both the front and rear courtyards are landscaped, and the rear courtyard is the perfect place to sit around and relax around an outdoor fireplace and take in endless 360-degree views. This lovely home sits on 12.5 acres, and horses are very welcome. There's also a heated 3-car garage with additional storage space. It's offered at $799,000 and priced below its most recent appraisal. To come see it today, please drive towards El Dorado on Highway 285 South, go through both lights, and turn right onto Avenida El Dorado. Follow this approximately 3 miles to the left onto Avenida de los Compadres, and then you will then take the first right onto paved Mejor Lado and follow it to number 80 on the right.
Okay, great job. That sounds like a fabulous property. Terrific price. Lots of nice amenities. I hope everyone goes by. You're going to be there until 3 or 4?
I'm going to be here till 4 today.
4 o'clock. So please go by and say hello to Kay Allison if you're out driving around. Great property. Again, 80 Mejor Lado. Thanks a lot, Kay. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Ray.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Back to my in-studio guest, Dina Major, principal, co-principal with her husband, Jeff, of Major Development Incorporated. We've been talking a lot today. Never enough time, is there, Dina?
No, we run through it quickly, don't we?
We've been talking about interior finishes. I want to use your property at 933 Alto Street as a fabulous example of plaster, texture, the mixed use that you've employed in building this terrific property as something for the listeners to actually get a visual idea of what it's all about. So if you've got your own broker, go by. It's on a lockbox. Go see 933 Alto Street. If not, call Dina Major at Santa Fe Realty Partners. Call her. Actually, give your own personal number.
They can call me on my cell. It's 920-7060.
Very good. Before we close out the show, and we've got a couple of minutes left to go, why don't you summarize two or three points that you want to leave with the listeners today about interior finishes?
Boy, that can be hard, but my first point would be willing to stand for some personality. Make a choice on which way you want to go and go there. Add some texture, add some color. Be willing to do that. There's a lot of different ways to save money when you're remodeling or building in terms of working with finishes. There's a lot of secrets. I can't possibly sum them all up in a couple of minutes.
Give a couple.
Okay, let's say you're redoing a bathroom. Let's say you want to redo your bathroom counters. Maybe you have very old counters. Maybe they're Formica, or maybe they're old tile with terrible grout joints and whatnot. Consider doing granite. If you work with, there's a lot of fabricators in town, also in Bernalillo and Albuquerque that I've worked with. They have what we call boneyards. There's remnants. You can buy very affordably the size for a granite bathroom countertop. Now, it may not be enough to do a whole kitchen, but certainly for a bathroom countertop, it's a great option.
In this economy, that's incredibly good counsel.
Terrific options out there in terms of the boneyards at the granite fabricators if you want to redo a bathroom. Another way, maybe on your floors, they call the supplier I work with for my flooring, they have what they call a classic line, which is the same travertine out of the same quarry as your upscale travertines. It just requires a little bit more fill.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't know it by the time you grout it and seal it. It looks, it's beautiful, and it can be 30 to 50% less than the A grade, premium grade, and yet you can create the same look. So just some ideas. There's a lot of different ways to do it.
And again, Dina, people shouldn't be daunted by this. Again, if they've been living in a house and they want to spruce it up, renovate, they need a starting point, and you can help them figure out the most efficient way, the most economical way of doing it. They shouldn't be overwhelmed by this, should they?
Oh, absolutely not. I can ask you a handful of questions and know pretty much right up front where your priorities are and how to direct from there.
Mm-hmm. And you and Jeff Major, besides 933 Alto Street, I want to give you a minute to sort of plug another property of yours that you'd like people to go by and see at some point.
Oh, I have quite a few. I have one at the base of Artist Road, 220 Artist Road, which puts you right downtown, right across the street from Fort Marcy. Walking downtown, everything's there. Two-car garage, hard to find in downtown Santa Fe.
Absolutely.
A gated house that's absolutely, it's stunning. It does have steps. It's kind of an old East Coast-style house that has multi-levels, but hardwood floors. It has the diamond plaster finish walls that we discussed earlier, the shinier plaster, very lovely, sumptuous walls. Be happy to show you that one. I have one up at Cerro Gordo. That's about 3,600 square feet with an attached guest house. I use Structolite and diamond finish plaster in that house.
Wow.
So I could show you the colored diamond plaster along with the more traditional Structolite, how those can be blended.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I have lots of properties that I'd be happy to show or happy to work with someone on their own project, whether it's a remodel, addition, or a new home.
And, again, I want to remind the listeners to go to our website, www.santafe.realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon. That'll take you to our radio show page, and right there you'll see prominently featured Major Development Incorporated. They are one of the sponsors of the radio show. And with that, I want to thank Dina Major, who is a co-principal with her husband, Jeff, at Major Development Incorporated, as well as being an associate broker with me at Santa Fe Realty Partners. Thanks for joining me today, Dina.
Thanks for having me, Ray. I appreciate it.
Well, we'll have you back soon. Thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, and Kate and Jane back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for doing all that you do to make the show a success. And thank you for tuning in today. Give me a call and my broker colleagues at 989-8900 if you need some real estate advice. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.